Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings, I am Claudette Levi Farnham, history graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. On this day, August 5th, 1840, a letter penned by an unknown writer launched a scathing attack on Abel Clinkett, the editor of the Barbadian newspaper, and a known defender of the old order. The writer and other persons of color understood that some in Barbadian society did not accept the new order, which dawned in 1838 when all persons in Barbados, regardless of color, were now by law free. However, it was widely acknowledged that this freedom did not mean equality. The stage was now set for people of color in Barbados to agitate for equal rights, and Samuel Jackman Prescott would emerge as the undisputed leader of this movement by which persons of color sought to secure their rightful place in Barbadian society. In 1839, Prescott proposed to unite people of color in Barbados under the banner the Colonial Union of Colored Classes. The aim was to campaign for the extension of the franchise, which, because of several restrictions, only gave those rights mostly to wealthy whites, some free blacks, and some of the colored race. To many of the elite white ruling class that dominated Barbadian society, Prescott's proposed action was seen as too radical a call because these elite whites knew that a limited franchise protected their social and economic power. Abel Clinkett was one of the foremost opponents of Prescott and any such movement, and made his feelings known in the pages of the Barbadian. In response, the writer, clearly unafraid of Clinkett and his class, pointed out that in attacking Prescott, Clinkett had, quote, gratuitously exposed your withered hide to the lash of those towards whom your venomous shafts have been directed, end quote. The writer further warned Clinkett, quote, I assure you, hypocritical parasite, that there are yet among us many equal to the task of exposing the last miserable attempt of your expiring faculties, end quote. The attempt by Clinkett to question the intellectual quality of Barbadians of color was also challenged by the writer, who asked, quote, let me inquire whether one of them is not more than a match in native intellect for any of his colleagues, end quote. The writer also questioned whether complexion had anything to do with intellect and values. Additionally, the writer pointed out that men such as Clinkett preached religion and values to others, but most now understood that such preaching held no sincerity. Continued agitation would result in successful change as the franchise was extended, and by 1843, Prescott would be elected as one of the members to represent Bridgetown and the first person of color to achieve that distinction in Barbados. However, it was not until 1950 universal adult suffrage would be achieved, and the fight begun by Prescott and his colleagues would be concluded.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.